Welcome back to another episode of Folks and Fables. So far, we've seen a violent Piron, a drunk JJ, and a very socially awkward Astraea. But now, like all good parties, things are going to happen. The shoe is going to drop, and the consequences are going to be laid out. The mission isn't over, and now we've known that Piron made a grave mistake, punching the lights out of our lovely chef. Without further ado, let's get to the show.
Well, last we left off, you folks went through the servants' quarters, had your run-in with the door, accidentally leaked to the door that you were possibly insurrection agents, and now making your way back to the kitchen where you initially were supposed to go, you have your meeting with the mysterious orc that Benji knocked out two episodes prior.
So, hello, mister.
So you're the idiots I'm supposed to meet.
Well, you know what? To be fair, you were like our secondary contact point. We were mostly just looking for our stuff. So
I'm not your contact. I'm the dude who's supposed to make sure you get your stuff.
Well, that's the point. That's what I was saying. We didn't know that there was supposed to be a person that was going to grab our stuff.
Yeah, no one's really been telling us much of anything. It's been as confusing for us as I'm sure this has been for you.
No. I was given pretty clear instructions in terms of when the three idiots walk into the servants' quarters to get their stuff, you're to lead them to the pantry so they can get their stuff out of the barrels.
Well, we didn't do that.
No one told us anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so since the violence upon you, we did have to do a bunch of things. We did mess up a lot of things. I will be honest there. We did say a lot of lies to get out of a lot of things. One that did seem like a lie at the time, though, is very much the complete and full honest truth from as far as I'm aware. For this job that we have today, we have received no training.
Also, sorry you're injured. Sorry for injuring you.
You actually see that he has, like, you know, like those cartoon bumps? Like, it's like the size of an actual head. That's what's on his head right now.
I deeply apologize for injuring you. I hope you can forgive me.
Don't even ask my name and then immediately decide to just, what? How did you even knock me out that quickly? I'm a big boy. That was in... honestly, kind of impressive if I wasn't so grumpy and concussed.
Well, so I'd love to banter, but we do have to get to the dance floor before the dancing starts to meet our actual contact. So we should just get our stuff and go. Sorry. Again, as stated, the one lie that isn't a lie is that we've never been trained for this. And I'm not prepared to dance either, but we should move forward. I'm afraid that we're going to fail this. If we don't, I feel like we've messed up a bunch already. So, stuff? Question mark?
Actually, before stuff, I actually do have like maybe two questions, if that's all right.
That I can do that.
Let's start perfect. With what's your name?
I'm Gloria.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Gloria. Okay, continue, JJ.
Thank you. All right, so I guess three questions. So, firstly, do you know anything about a note we were given? Because we were told to meet someone here as well around this time by a note. Is that from you or is that someone else?
That's not me. I've been in the kitchen cooking up my delicious grandma's stew that apparently everyone fucking hates.
That seems really sad, and I wish we had time to go into that, but honestly, we've kind of run out of our quota for this season on people who just hate their jobs.
This isn't my job. I was just told to cook, and the only thing I know how to cook is my grandma's stew.
Well, it doesn't run out of the fact that we have run out of our quota for people who are sad and don't like themselves, so good luck.
Wait, but what if I'm just a happy person who's annoyed?
Well, I mean, that's totally fair. Honestly, I would consider myself, not maybe me. I would consider my two friends here, two very happy people that are often very annoyed, or rather just in this particular situation, very annoyed. The second question though, why are we grabbing our stuff now? Because we're supposed to still be like sort of incognito, right? So like, why would we grab our stuff to go do things now?
I have a strong feeling we're not entering the party again. And we've also kind of definitely outed ourselves to the security.
So to answer your questions, one, you have not outed yourselves yet. Don't you worry.
How do you know? You've been unconscious until a few minutes ago.
Because you'd be out of here.
Well, we have some unconscious guards that we put in like a closet. So I don't know how long that'll last until we're in a lot of trouble. And also, there's a troll running around who knows us, that we didn't leave the best impression with.
Oh, fuck. Wait, you let the troll run around?
Only a little bit.
Technically, we didn't let the troll run around. The troll just kind of does what it wants.
The troll didn't necessarily run around, more like dancing around?
Yeah. I believe
they ran away crying, so...
We did tell a door that we were insurrectionists, but only a little bit, and like only as like a joke.
Gloria just kind of puts his head in his hands and looks at you all and goes, all right, so let me explain something to you quickly. You don't have to take all of your stuff right now.
Yes.
But when you inevitably need to sneak off, the stuff that you don't take with you will be here. But I think, like, for example, if you wanted to grab a musical instrument.
We just brought that with us.
No, you didn't. You did not have a musical instrument with you.
Well, I mean, I do have a small flute on me. But, I mean, if you're referring to my... I think my hurdy-gurdy might be a little too much, but my lute, that makes more sense.
I don't know. I mean, the hurdy-gurdy is a pretty big statement piece.
Oh, honestly, there's nothing better, but, you know.
I just brought a big stick. I'm okay without it. I could just grab any random big stick. Mine's just a nice stick with some wrapping and stuff. But I don't know.
Can I grab some stuff from my supplies?
Yeah. You're the bucket fourth from the left.
Great. And Pieron walks over and grabs his darts, his rope, which he ties around his waist in a very strange looking belt, and his key for good luck.
That freaking key, man. Never gonna...
The exploding key? Do I grab my quarterstaff? I don't care that much. I think it would look a little awkward in this outfit, with these shoes.
I will say, the dancing is about to start, and so as much as I think that the quarterstaff is a good party ad, maybe later.
Cool.
Okay, what about the loot? Because wouldn't that be a little weird? I'm supposed to be here as a guest. I'm not sure.
It's just, you're weird.
Listen, have you not heard the guy playing Magic Wall over there? Like, he's been kind of rocking it all night.
That song, oh, it's wonderful. But, you know what, fuck it, you're right. Okay, yeah, he could use a duet.
Meanwhile, you look over at Pieron and he's like trying to see how many darts he can fit in his clothes before it's obvious. He's like, okay, if I put one in like the shirt and then a couple in the waist and then a few in the shoes.
I don't grab anything.
Nothing? Okay.
I don't have anything to grab.
Honestly, fair enough, considering the fact that, like...
If we're still staying low-key, there's not a lot we can carry, but I feel like how many darts do you say I could hide on myself, Joey, reasonably?
Probably, like, 10 to 15, I'd say.
Wow, that's a lot of darts. I'll take it. All right, sick.
Like, I feel like that's a reasonable amount. Like, what? You could, like, what?
They're not little blow darts. You know that, right?
Yeah, these are about the size of, like, a human hand.
Yeah, these are, like, fucking lawn darts.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Think of, like, a crossbow bolt, and that's roughly how big a dart is. If we're going by, like, traditional medieval darts.
I would say you could probably take, like, 5 of them, then.
Okay.
That's cool. Far more fair.
Okay, I'll take... Oh, sweet. I'll take 4 darts.
Okay. So, do we want to try to find the other contact in the servants' quarters? I think the answer is no. I think we should go.
Oh, I also... I take the potion of healing, and I hand one to each of these two. And I say... for emergencies.
Actually. This, obviously, a fucking potion of healing isn't going to, you know, be very conspicuous. However, we are in a kitchen. Monsieur Gloria, would you possibly happen to have maybe, like, 3 flasks that we could keep on our person? Like, maybe, like, in a breast pocket or something like that? Like, something a little more inconspicuous, something that could just be, like, a little special nip of stuff, you know? Like, you know, sometimes people bring that to a party.
I mean, okay, so I'm going to be honest. I can't tell if you've noticed. I'm not the real cook.
I don't care. Do you have any things in the kitchen?
Okay, but you've spent at least an hour in this kitchen.
Okay, but like...
Yes.
Can you point us to the cupboard that would have such a thing?
I'm going to be honest. I'll get back to you.
Pieron... Punch him. Useless.
No, I'd not like again, to please. Not. Please, no.
Well, why are you here?
I'd like to... Listen, I don't want to have to fucking sue my employers.
But what? Just... Okay, let's go.
Wait, hold on. Before you go, your contact, they're going to have a white plume in their hair.
Okay, true.
Perfect. That is maybe the most helpful thing that you've said so far.
Wow, I'm really, man, I heard
nope,
you guys
were we don't
real
have
cool,
time
dude.
For your sadness. Everyone in this world is sad. I don't
Gregory
need to deal
said
with
you
it.
Were awesome. You're really just mean
nope,
to me.
Goodbye.
You're really just...
I walk out.
You're the first person to say anything helpful, period. So it's not really a personal attack so much as a we're pretty frustrated overall.
Yeah, honestly, it's the most helpful thing we've been told today.
Genuinely the highest compliment we could give you, because the bar's pretty low right now.
I've left.
That feels very slightly. Oh, okay. Goodbye. Your friend's gone. Maybe you should go with her before she does something, because her social
Great
etiquette
idea.
Is not
Pleasure
exactly.
Pleasure to meet you, Gloria. We're gonna head out. And
right.
I give him a little fist bump and walk away.
He gives you a little fist bump back and goes, all right, well, I'll have Grandma's stew waiting for you when you guys decide to come back, when you have to come back to the servants' quarters.
Pieron just gives him a thumbs up as he walks out.
Okay, so as you guys kind of make your way out of the servants' quarters, it seems like a lot of the ruckus in terms of the servants going back and forth has basically stopped. And you get out and you see this sea of just people on the main stage. So you know the place where... Astraea did her little introduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is now probably flooded with like 30 or 40 people who are doing like this very intricate dance while people on like the galleries are watching as like they know what they're doing. Like it's honestly pretty incredible. And you see this sea of people watching, and in the crowd on the floor, you see this woman wearing a red gown made of fully of silk with like almost like a Venice mask, like, you know, the carnival masks,
a Venetian style mask.
Yeah. And like this white plume that's intricately braided into her hair just in the middle of this dance.
Quickly, Benji, what is the phrase that we're supposed to say?
The sun rises over the moon.
The sun rises over the moon. Perfect. Okay, so this intricate dance, one, I mean, it's like a like dance for higher class, obviously. I assume yes. That a studied artist person like JJ would know at least well enough to do this dance, like follow along.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you either roll performance or history.
I mean, I'm probably gonna roll fucking history, considering it's an additional plus one over performance.
Okay, so this is gonna, because the history rule is basically gonna be how well you know the dance versus the performance rule is how well you can do the dance.
Oh, well then I'll probably like do the performance when I want to go do it.
Okay.
I guess what I really wanted to know though is like are people like switching up partners? Like, is it kind of one of those like old style dances? Or
it's a super intricate high class dance where like you're switching up partners and you're spinning around each other and then like lines form and then the lines split back into their original partners somehow, even though they're across the room from each other, like.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. I'm going to look to my two compatriots and just be like, I got this. And just go on to the floor.
Wait, but oh, God. I thought I was also supposed to need to dance. Do I not? I will fail.
You know what? This seems a little complex. Yeah. Why don't the two of you go act? Why don't the two of you just go get a nice little drink at the bar and just you know, survey, try and relax, okay? Because we just had a very, very stressful time.
Hold on. Are you still drunk, by the way, Dunk? Is JJ still drunk?
Is JJ still drunk? Probably not. I don't think he, like, drank that much per se. It was just kind of like the initial head rush of being tired.
You were pretty effed up.
You were pretty
but also like definitely before he went back out, he would have like splashed his face with some water in the kitchen, knowing
can
that
you roll
like
constitution for me just at the start of this, just to see how much you've sobered up.
Okay. Yeah, I can fucking roll constitution, one of my worst.
We actually have
that's a 17
constitution.
Okay.
That they rolled last week, and they got a 9.
Ooh, okay, actually.
So you definitely failed it before. I think you were pretty effed up, but you know what? Fair enough.
You know what? I'll let Quinn and Benj. Okay, you guys get to roll. Are we going with last week's roll, or are we going with this week's roll?
We'll split the difference. This is like, JJ's trying to sober up. He's trying to, you know,
yeah,
collect
there's been
his
time.
Faculties.
Piron told me to drink water.
Yeah, split the difference.
So you're at the point where, like, you're not sober, but you're functional enough to, like, hold a conversation. It's the kind of thing where, like, you're sober enough to know you shouldn't get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Okay, perfect for dancing. All right, so we're going to go on the dance, and I'm going to try and, like, get to a point where I can be, like, partnered with her.
Okay.
Cool. And then, yeah, charisma. So I got a plus one to whatever I roll for my fancy digs.
Oof.
So a 9 in total.
Spicy.
Yikes, okay. Dog.
So I think this is how this plays out. You hit the floor, and as
anyone want to help me out?
I don't know how.
No idea how to help you, buddy.
There's no bards after in this. You can't have inspiration. Oh, wait. You could have given
guidance.
Yourself inspiration.
No, actually, you can't. That's the fun thing.
Oh, well then.
But I
could have
gotten
then
guidance, and I didn't. I
don't know if the
time
stars know how to dance.
I'm also not sure how much an extra 4 would have helped that one. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Plus a 4 could have, you know, got it to a 13.
Better.
Possible. I don't know.
So here's how this plays out. So you hit the floor as the song is changing over from the dance you initially witnessed to this new dance. And I think what happens is this. You guys are lined up and you begin to dance and you start to like swirl around each other and it's very intricate. And JJ, you're actually doing a really good job. Like, surprisingly well. You're like, wow, I know the steps of this. Oh my God, I used to do this at home. You're swirling around all of the other guests here. It's going really well. People, like, the eyes are on you and you look like you belong. But when you go to pair up, you realize you put yourself in the wrong position and you actually end up paired up with this drow elf. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here
I know
second
who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Reginald.
Okay.
Sorry, Gilbert. I apologize. Gilbert is lined up in front of you and you two are dancing together now on the floor. And the pair it up. And he looks at you and goes, oh, well there, isn't it little JJ? It's a pleasure. Ah, I see your steps haven't lost too much footing.
The pleasure is all yours, Gilbert.
Ah, listen, I mean, the tabloids, they will be talking about this, you know. The mystery elf who the great Reginald has been dancing with. Listen, listen, I understand. You need your moment in the spotlight. That's why I understand why you lined up where you did. And I understand you like what we used to have. And I understand you miss it. But we can't be together anymore, little JJ. You're just not big enough for me.
Okay. I know I'm short. But that's weird. What I am going to say...
No, no, no. I mean personality-wise. You just... You don't handle the spotlight well. Wait, what did you think I was going to say?
I mean, I'm not the tallest, but I don't know. I'm sure. Anyway, doesn't matter. Okay, the point is, I've had a little bit to drink, and honestly, I was...
And so, actually, as you say, I've had a little bit to drink, the dance forces you guys to part.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
And you finish, and you actually do really well, but you didn't actually manage to pair up with your contact. The dance is over. You're expected to stay there for a few more dances, so you'll have another chance. But let's cut over to Astraea and Piron, and what they're doing right now.
Honestly, we're probably just watching. Like, because we don't really know what to be doing. We're just like, let's hope this goes well. And we're watching JJ, and we're like, no, JJ, you're with the...
Yeah.
It's over there. What are you doing?
Yeah, we're like color commentating, being like, JJ, why? You have to get with the person with the white plume who we can clearly see because it's a big white plume. And then if it takes more than 10 minutes, I'm going to do something dumb, but you have to let me know.
So here's the thing. There's going to be probably, each dance is roughly about 5 to 6 minutes. So JJ is going to have one more dance.
Mm-hmm.
And if...
Yeah, then I'll tell you what to do. If it takes 10 minutes, I'll let you know what I do.
Okay, amazing. Here's the thing, JJ. You're going to be rolling, but you're going to be rolling with a penalty here because you can't exactly move your spot for where the next dance is. Like, once you're in line, it would be bad etiquette to leave where you set yourself to stand.
Oh, there's not like a grace period in between to like talk or whatever?
Not right now. Usually that happens and that like they'll dance probably for about 15 to 20 minutes. You can leave the dance floor, but it's you can't really come back once you've left.
Yeah, I just gotta hope that that this next one is a thing. Yeah. Actually, are they taking requests? Have people been requesting different dances or whatever? Because I could more suggest one that would benefit my chances of interacting with her.
I would have said you could have done that before you hit the floor, but you can't just like walk up. This isn't a club where you can just go up to the DJ and be like, hey, can you like hit me with Mambo number 5 real quick?
Couldn't bribe them? No. Okay, fair
enough. No, unfortunately not.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just, yeah. So what would you like me to do then? What would you like
Please
me to roll for
roll
this
roll performance
penalty?
Again, but your DC check is going to be a higher DC check to pass.
That's a yikes, dog. All right, performance. That's 11.
Okay, so you go to line up again, and once again, it's a newer dance this time. This one has a lot more twirling and a lot more line pairs, but there is a small section where you do end up paired off again. However, unfortunately, as you kind of get to that point, you realize you're not going to be able to line yourself up with your contact again.
Okay, then I'm going to do a thing.
Well, hold on, because the dance end. Oh, hold on. Are you doing this during the dance?
Yes, I am going to do this. Basically, what I am going to do is I realized I never actually switched out any of my when I leveled up, which I was allowed to. So I was intending to take Minor Illusion, which would have been super helpful earlier. So I was going to switch out Friends for Minor Illusion. So if I have Minor Illusion, which if that's okay with you, then I will try and do a whisper around the white plume lady, just saying like, meet me after I'm in the, it's a maroon, right? Maroon suit?
Yeah.
All right. Meet me after maroon suit spectacles by the bar.
Okay. I would like you to roll Arcana for me. Because I want to see how accurate you get with this whisper.
Wouldn't that just be your spell casting?
Yeah, that is like spell shaping. Yeah, so it would be like a spell. Like, do you want me to make like a spell attack bonus or a charisma?
Well, the reason I'm going to roll...
A spell attack or...
I'll get you to do a spell attack.
That's a 15?
Okay. Yeah, so I would say you pretty accurately, like, it's not hard. She's, like, far away, but she's not exactly, like, you know, 40 feet away. You can pretty accurately just kind of throw your voice so that she can hear what you're saying. But Astraea, I'd like you to make a perception check for me.
Okay, I'll do that. I click the button. I got an 11.
Okay, so you don't see JJ throw this. All you see is JJ being on this dance floor for about 10 to 15 minutes now and just not come in contact with the contact you were supposed to come in contact with. So I think as the dance comes to the end, like, you finish up and everyone bows to each other.
Yeah.
Astraea, you're getting impatient at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to enter the dance, but, like, I'm going to try to enter to obviously pair myself with the white plume lady.
That's incredible. I love this. Okay. Can you roll a straight charisma roll?
Yeah, I can.
Pieron is just like, oh, God.
It's a 4.
Oh, no. So you hit this dance floor, and, like, everyone's bowing to each other, and it's super, like, sophisticated, and there's lots of etiquette behind it, and you just kind of shove your way onto the dance floor and kind of, like, push your way past a couple of very, very, like, well-dressed individuals and straight up go, "M'lady, would you like to dance?"
Yeah. That checks out. Yeah, I just, like, kind of walk through being like, "So, we're dancing, right?"
I actually think you say that exact line. And this lady looks at you and looks, like, at the crowd. And everyone is staring at you, too, at this point. And she goes, perhaps later. I think I am going to retire from the dance floor for now.
Wait, was I too forward? You're not supposed to just, like, pick a person? You'd be like, oh, that person, they're cool. Let's dance. You just had, like, a cool thing on your head. Like, I don't know, like, I have a thing on my head, you have a thing on your head. I figured, like, we'd be good partners. I can dance.
I think you actually hear, like, audible gasps from the gallery as you're saying this, because it's loud enough for the entire plaza to hear.
Yeah, it checks out.
And she goes, I am going to get a drink. I will meet you at the bar, miss.
So, not a no is what you're saying. Just a later.
I don't know, like how oblivious is Astraea?
I'm not that dumb.
In her purse. She looks really uncomfortable.
Well, okay, so after this happens, I look around and I see everyone looking at me and I go, oh, I guess this is why JJ said stay out of it.
I feel like JJ also notices this happening if everyone's kind of like stopping and looking.
I gotta go. Astraea, Slayer, Vampiric, Green of the Blank, whatever, out. I walk away.
I actually think as you walk away and as your contact walks away, one of the royal family members kind of stands up and goes, time for punch. And like the crowd actually kind of starts to like disperse around. Like you've single-handedly ended this session of dancing with your awkwardness.
That's okay. That's how it goes.
I love that.
Sometimes you do that. I was slightly with the punchman punch me, but we're good.
Yeah, I would say that I would probably, like, since everyone's looking at this, I was probably looking at this. I probably would have, like, immediately tried to follow, like, not obviously, but, like, more stealthily, just try to catch up with our contact. Because okay. I had no involvement in that, so that was perfect.
No, you did. Zero.
Yeah.
Despite your roles, you had zero involvement in that. That was impressive. Can you roll, like, do you want to be, like, are you trying to hide from her or are you just trying to like kind of sneak with the crowd?
Yeah, I'm just like blending in with the, like not even trying to blend in with the crowd per se, just like acting more confidently, like, but not like Astraea.
Do you mind like rolling stealth for me then just quickly, just so I can kind of see like how badly you, because if you're trying to stay, like if you're trying to not be obvious in a crowd, sometimes things can happen. It would be hard to screw this up.
All right.
But I've seen it happen.
All right. I will roll a stealth. That's a 19.
Oh, yeah. You're totally fine. You literally just walk through. It's as if you were one of the people who was like, oh, my God, how could she? This is so out of protocol.
Yeah, like, oh, my goodness. My stars.
And you see this woman go over to, like, one of the wait staff, grab a drink and go sit down in like this big comfy bench. Like it's big and poofy with like red pillows and it's off underneath one of these windows.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Grab a drink and I guess I'll approach and say, do you mind if I share the seat with you for a second?
Most certainly. It is a pleasure to meet you. And your name is?
That would be Jean-Jacques Gallot, madame.
Oh, yes. The name is Gabriella Montgomery. I see, unfortunate, you noticed the incident there. I duly apologize for that. I did not know who that person was. And I do believe that I owe the patrons of this establishment an apology for the rude behavior that we have done in front of the royal family. So please, please, do not spend your time with me. I am been so embarrassed. I do not want to affect your social standing.
The only fault here is obviously that other woman's. She obviously, some people cannot hold the liquor. However, there is, of course, a saying I do like to remind myself of occasionally about, you know, the way the world works. You know, perhaps it'll help you. You know, the sun rises over the moon, you know?
She kind of perks her ears at that and goes, well, that is a very interesting saying now, isn't it? Tell you what, why don't we discuss more of these sayings? Perhaps at the bar. Meet me in, say, 10 minutes. I'll be there. And she kind of gets up and walks away and like kind of like floofs her hair back and kind of pats herself down and walks away.
Alrighty. Yeah, JJ will just like, well, I guess actually JJ is probably going to try and find Pieron and not the social disaster.
Hey, I did it. Everything worked out because of me.
Fair enough. Honestly.
Pieron kind of saw the mess start and just decided that he should probably put himself as close to his weapons as possible just in case. So he's like standing by the servants' quarters, like the entrance to the kitchen. He's like hanging out around there.
Why is violence always Pieron's answer?
It's not his answer. He's just very scared of this blowing up and them getting swarmed. He's not going to answer with violence. He's just preparing for a speedy escape. He's not about to mass murder the room. He's just like, we gotta go. I want to grab my stuff. I'm gonna need to defend myself.
So yeah, JJ's gonna realize that Pieron's there. Go up to Pieron and just be like, look, it's gonna be okay. I mean, here's the story now. Astrea had a little too much to drink, all right? You take care of her. Maybe see if you can get her some water, you know, make a show of it to sober her up. And then join me by the bar in, let's say, it's probably been like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. So let's say like 7 minutes.
Sounds good. Glad that didn't go worse. I was definitely a little worried there. But I'll go get Astrea. I'll meet you at the bar. And then he fist bumps you. And he walks away.
Yeah, I'll do the fist bump, but I also wanted to say, remember, she's had a little bit too much to drink.
You got it. A little bit too much to drink.
All right.
All right. And he goes to collect Astrea, and he makes a big show of, like kind of ushering away and being like, you need to sit down. You need some water. Let's go get some water by the bar. And then he does, like, a wink-wink.
Okay, when the wink happens, I'm like, oh, I'm not that dumb. I know I messed up. I'll play along with the mess up.
Yeah, Pieron kind of figured you'd like you'd get the message.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I know you're too drunk. Let's go get you a drink. You need some water. Wink, wink. Let me lead you to the bar. Let me steady you. And like holds out his hand for Astrea to hold as they walk to the bar to meet JJ. And I assume meet him.
Astrea doesn't know what's always going on, but she's always a great improv partner because she's just yes and.
Yeah, let's go. We're doing it.
So you all go over to the bar and you kind of notice, like there are a few people standing around you and you were told that the contact was going to meet you in about 10 minutes. And you're standing there and you're standing there and you're standing there and 10 minutes go by and 15 minutes go by and 20 minutes go by and she's not there. But what you do notice next to you is there is this hulking mammoth of a person, like an actual Goliath. in this sleeveless tuxedo, standing next to you, sipping this glass of cognac, kind of just eyeing you guys up and down occasionally.
If he doesn't sound like Hulk Hogan, we're going to have a problem.
Well, okay, now I know what his accent has to be. Jesus.
Yeah, honestly, getting a little restless, getting a little bored. Probably JJ's going to just kind of like scan the room a little bit and just be like, where the hell is she?
Okay, so hold on.
I'm going to go take a lap. He said, Piron says and winks at JJ, and then I want to go scan the room.
Roll a perception or an investigation. What are you looking for more?
I'm kind of just doing a look around. Like, I'm not like searching through the crowd. I'm just kind of like I'm probably going to head to that like higher kind of balcony. See if I can like look down on the crowd and see her anywhere. So I got a 22 perception.
Holy shit. Yeah, you actually do not see her. And this is surprising. Like, you scan the entire floor and you're taking note of every important individual. She's not there. And you're like, what the hell? This doesn't make any sense. Why is she not there? She said she was going to meet us here in 10 minutes. What's going on?
So Piron's probably kind of going to finish his lap around the place, right? Like, make sure he's checked absolutely everything. And then he goes back to the bar. And under the pretense of like checking on Estrella again, he says like, I can't find her anywhere. She's gone.
JJ's going to like look over at the Goliath man. Mm-hmm. Does he look over?
He looks at you. He gives you a look and he's like,
can I do like an insight check? Check his vibe.
Sure.
Can I vibe check him?
I was actually just going to, flicker, the.
Okay. Roll Arcana for me, because I want to see if you flicker it or you drop it.
Well, it's natural and at will, so that's a 12.
Okay, so yeah, you go to flicker it, and it maybe sits a little longer than you wanted it to. Like, you drop it for, like, you wanted it to, like, flash your face, but it sits there for about 5 seconds before you're like, oh shit, it hasn't come back, and then, like, swoop it back up.
That's like a little glitch.
Yeah.
Love it.
A glitch in the Matrix.
All right, what does he do?
He kind of looks at you and like raises an eyebrow and continues just kind of sip on his like really tiny glass.
So can I vibe check him?
Go ahead.
I got a 12.
He seems like he is very content right now.
Okay, cool. I put an arm on JJ and I go, he passed the vibe check. All's well.
All right, little low bones, like low bones fist bump. Yeah.
I keep saying vibe check, and then I feel like I'm 15. I have to cut that out. It's one of those things you start doing ironically, and then it stops becoming ironic.
Oh, yeah. I guess, so JJ will look at the Goliath again and just be like, do I know you?
Well, I mean, I was going to say, I was wondering how long it was going to take for you to buy me a drink. You were so nice to me earlier, and now it just seems like you're being rude and standoffish.
I do very much apologize. I quite frankly did not recognize you. Great job, fantastic there. Bartender, two more of those, please, thank you, and whatever my friends want.
Make it four. Yeah, make it four, I think. I think that's the play. You want anything, by the way?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'll have two for myself then.
Make it eight.
Perfect.
And this bartender, like, pours you these, like, really tiny glasses. And they're filled with this, like, brown amber liquid. When you take a whiff of them, these things reek of booze.
Well, you said it was cognac.
That's what it looked like.
Oh.
Like, you take a whiff of these things, and you know when you just smell really strong alcohol and you can feel it kind of in the back of, like, your throat and you're, like, all shivery and stuff because it smells so strong?
Have you ever seen Guinness rum? Yes.
Yeah, that's basically what this is. And she looks and goes, bottoms up, and, like, downs three of these things.
Yeah, JJ will down one, fuck it. Like, ride or die. Pretty sure we're already doing one of those tonight.
Please roll another constitution check for me.
All right. That's a crit success, baby. 22.
I'm going to be honest. You take it and you're like, yeah, this is nothing. Honestly, like, you down three of these things and you're matching her shot for shot at this point. And she's like, I'm impressed. Looks like they probably hired someone for a good job. If you can't tell, I'm Gabriella, by the way. By the way, your friend over there, you can tell her to come over. I know that she was a little rude earlier, but I don't take any personal offense.
Are we talking about me?
Yep, that's you. Come on, come over here. You did a great job, literally killing the mood. But honestly, it got me away from the dance floor.
There wasn't much of a mood going on. Like, I don't know. It was fine.
Listen, I gotta teach you to dance one day. It's a pretty great time, not gonna lie, but...
I bet you I could dance, but these shoes are really annoying. I point to my shoes.
She looks at your shoes and looks back at you and goes, honestly? Who put you in high heels? What monster decided that you should be dancing in high heels? Flats are ride or die.
I don't know what you mean by ride or die, but high heels are bad.
I mean, like, you get on a horse and then you ride until you die.
That seems bad. Whatever. So, do you have our plan? Like, I feel like we should move forward on the goal of not dying and doing our thing.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
You look drastically different than you did
earlier. You're absolutely right.
Oh, wait.
Would it be rude of me to ask why?
Wait, hold on. Oh, Quinn.
Yeah?
Did you not realize this was the same person?
Not at all.
She kind of looks at you and goes, well, that's very rude to ask a lady. I didn't know that we were talking so informally, because honestly, you don't look very different than the time I saw you last.
I look exactly the same.
Yes, but that's because I saw you more recently.
When did I last? I saw you at the same time. I'm so quiet. Lost.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do you not recognize me?
No.
I was the girl you went up to on the dance floor.
Yeah, I understand that. I just
is what I'm talking about. If it's rude of me to ask, very confused.
She turns around and goes, tell you what, turn around and I'll show you how I made this work.
I don't really care how you made it work. I believe you, but like...
Yeah, I guess this is more of a why question than a how question.
Because it's a lot less suspicious for a rowdy monster to be talking to the party killers than for one of the most elegant ladies in all of the land.
I'm pretty elegant sometimes, I think. But it's fine. I don't really care. I just...
Strong start, slow descent.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Cool, I messed up. I just don't think how you could think that I would know that you were the same person. But it doesn't matter, because let's get going. We got some stuff to take, books to
read,
brains to know about.
I've heard a couple of really interesting things. Did you know that there is a marvelous bottle of brandy in the servants' quarters? I think you should go try it. It is perfectly delightful.
We've fallen for that one already.
No. I don't think you realize. Vintage, 1404, 7th month.
I have a random bottle out that I stole.
I'm telling you, I think you should go pull it out and take a whiff.
Oh! I don't think as loud as I did that now.
I'm sure you're not that. Astraea understands being secretive.
Yeah. But oh,
I hate everything right now.
So you're saying we need to go back to the door we told we were insurrectionists to?
Wait, what do you mean back to the door? You were supposed to meet me.
But we need to get our stuff first, and then we got distracted, and then there was a troll, and then we let the troll out, and then we...
It's been a long night.
It's been a very interesting event.
What are the odds?
By far the worst ball I've been to.
Wait, is that why the other person told us to get the thing as well? Are they putting us against each other?
Pitting who against... listen, I'm going to be honest. I am in the business of bureaucracy, and I think there need to be some fundamental changes in the system.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, we understand.
Okay, we kind of figured that, yeah.
No, everything's great here.
Listen, I'm going to go mingle with some other guests, but it is a pleasure to meet you. I will be, in the salon later. If you have any other questions or have trouble finding the information that I've suggested.
So group together, I say, so we need to go back to the door? This seems like a problem.
Does it seem like a problem? Or, I mean, everyone's out there having punch, so I don't know how many... Like, I think we're good.
Are we sure it's there?
I mean, it has to be. We saw all the boots.
We saw literally all the boots. Yeah. Okay.
And now we have a friend in the kitchen.
Perfect. Let's go.
Perfect. All right, let's go.
Okay, so you all head off back to the servants' quarters, but the servants' quarters is now back to being a buzz with servants coming in and out with cheesecakes and drinks and platters. And it's people, like, this is not like when you left, when they were like standing idly waiting by while the dancing was happening. The food is now being served again.
I think when we see this, JJ just kind of just like looks up and just like, fine, okay. And then, you know, bustle, crowd, people not noticing other people kind of situation, I assume. JJ just scrunches his nose and now he looks like one of the servers.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, amazing.
You could have done that the whole time?
I mean... It takes a couple seconds.
It takes a couple seconds. Let's go.
Astrea, you have no legs to stand on.
Sorry, have we left Gabriella already?
Yes.
Is this what is happening?
Yes, you are heading towards the servants' quarters.
I'll look at them, just be like, wait here, I'll go in, go out. It'll be super easy.
Sure.
Oh, will it? Will it be very, very easy?
As easy,
so easy. You know what?
You know what, Piron? As easy as punching out a chef. Yes.
Wait. Last time we went to the door, we needed two people.
Punching out a chef is not easy.
Last time we went to the door, we needed two people.
You made it look pretty damn easy.
Last time to the door, we needed two people.
Oh. Well, now I have. Now I look like someone who has business in there. So maybe he'll.
We don't know the password. There was a password. We said, well, we'll just hang out with you and be friends with you because everyone in this world is sad and doesn't have friends. And this time, we need two people because we need another person to indulge the person in sadness and then another person to figure out where this is. And so again, we need two people.
Unless
you know the password.
I have an instrument now. I have spells.
You had an instrument before.
I have something that would work very, very well on a door.
No, we're not. We are not shattering the door.
I want you to know that Piron is a very calm person. His face is livid right now. He is like jaw clenched, like just hard staring at the ceiling.
I don't see any other, but I don't see a better plan. All right, love you, bye.
Can I just follow him?
Honestly? Roll stealth or performance. Are you trying to blend in or are you trying to act like you're supposed to be there?
Act like I'm supposed to be there.
Roll performance for me.
It's a 4. I'm really good at charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak in too, actually.
Then
sneaky.
Roll a stealth for me then.
13.
Okay. So here's the deal. I actually think, do you mind if I take over for slightly 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
So Astrea is like, all right, I'm gonna follow JJ in and make it seem like it's a super, like I'm supposed to be here and like he's taking me into the servants' quarters. And I'm gonna be honest, what happens, I think, is that Astrea, you get a little too chummy with him going like, hey, we're together, right? Like, you're gonna take me in, right? Like, confirming the plan with him over and over and over again. And you actually draw the other servants to you to go, I'm sorry, madam, is this man causing a problem for you? Because we can, like, take you to another servant if you want, and they like pull you aside. But this distraction actually allows for a kind of gap to get Piron into the servants' quarters.
Okay, I'm fine, I guess. Well,
is there flour in the servants' quarters? Like large bags of flour? Like how many large bags of flour?
I would say there's probably a kilogram of flour.
That is actually very little flour.
Not a kilogram, sorry.
You usually get like 5 kilogram bags that are like the standard.
I'm going to sneak up to JJ and I'm going to be like, blow up the flour. Just do it. Blow up the flour.
It's a really loud blow up.
Do you have a quieter way of blowing up the flour?
Not unless the flour was sentient.
I have a quick question. You have a shatter spell.
Oh.
Second of all?
That's very loud.
It's loud is what he's saying.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I can I can cast Mage Hand to knock something over. And I can summon the thing within range, so I could actually summon it behind things so it's not visible. So that's what I'll do. I'll just summon a mage hand and just like topple over some like jars.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll just, yeah, flower distraction. We boogie okay, on so, to where we know the booze is.
So you take this flower and you kind of throw it and like the guests shriek and this woman goes, "My darling gown." And everyone's freaking out because there's like flour everywhere now on the floor. And
we're everyone's in the freaking kitchen.
Out going, no. You said you brought the flower out, didn't you?
No,
no. We're just trying to distract the servants so Estrella can get by.
Oh, I was confused.
I honestly thought we were making a distraction in the kitchen so that you and I could sneak by.
That'll work.
Without okay, being noticed. So yeah,
so, that so, too, yeah. But also to help Estrella.
I didn't think I need okay. to be in there, not going to lie.
Okay, so you managed to get this flower out, and it's everywhere. And Gloria kind of goes, and he goes, and he rings this bell and like a bunch of servants come piling in from the inside and they start cleaning up this flower. If you wanted to get in, now would be your best chance.
I didn't think I was going to get in, but I thought I was just going to wait for everyone. Not going to lie. So I probably wouldn't.
That's perfectly acceptable as well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I sneak in.
So you folks sneak back in and Gloria kind of gives you the side eye of like, I really hope you know what you're doing. And you make your way back through the servants' quarters. You can kind of see the mess that the baby troll kind of made everywhere. And you make your way back to the door, and the door's like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, he gives you the says hi. You make your way through this door, and you're back in the vineyard. And you go to the bottle that was specifically listed, which was a brandy from the year 1504, seventh month. And you pull it, but it doesn't pull out of the wall the whole way. You hear a click, and all of a sudden this door slides, and behind it is a table, maps, books lining all of the walls, quill ink, and a chair with a notebook sitting on this desk.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.